WCNO, Palm City.
For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, with a blast of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Good morning, saints. You are now listening to Until We Meet Again, Christian Fellowship Praise and Worship Program. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Jesus, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and all the glory. Amen. Lord, I just thank you for my brothers and sisters that's tuning in, that's listening to us right now. That, Lord, we're inviting you to come and your Holy Spirit to encourage and to enlighten. And Father, we just thank you for your presence. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for another day as we worship and fellowship together, that you will enlighten us and encourage us. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, saints, what we're going to be starting with today, this morning, is Psalms. If you have your Bible there, have a pen and pencil and some paper, you may want to jot some notes or write down some scriptures as we go through today's broadcast. It says in Psalms chapter 1, verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a plant, a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. That was Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 through 6. The next one we have from Psalms is Psalms 34. Chapter 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. He delivered me from all of my fears. I looked upon him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. They looked upon him. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear and honor him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that honor and fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you to fear the Lord. What man is he that doeth love and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, thy lips from speaking gall. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all of their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and such as be of contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one is broken. That was referring to the Messiah. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they shall hate the righteous. They that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants. That's that resurrection. And none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Oh, I love that. I love the Psalms. They are such a blessing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to have Jesus Always, a devotional. And it's look to me and my strength. Look to me and my strength. And we're reading the devotions out of this particular day. It's Jesus Always, and it's Embracing Joy in His Presence by Sarah Young. And it says here, it says, look to me and my strength. Seek my face always. This is paraphrasing scripture. I encourage you to let your heart rejoice whenever you are seeking me. Imagine an engaged couple, passionately in love. When the man goes to visit his betrothed, she doesn't open the door and say, "Oh, it's you." Nor does he look past her as if she were invisible and ask, "Do you have anything to eat?" Instead, their hearts leap for joy because they are together. You are my betrothed, and I am forever your love of your soul, the lover of your soul. Rejoice in the astonishing affliction I have for you. Glory is in my holy name. It's holy because it represents me. This name is above every name, yet you may use it freely to communicate with me and worship me joyously. You are privileged to have such easy access to me. We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about God. Some people glory in their wealth, accomplishments, their beauty, and fame. But I invite you to exalt in me, your Savior, Lord, and lover. Glorify me with strength. Glorifying me will strengthen and delight you, bringing power to your prayers and joy to your heart. Now, this is 1 Corinthians, and it says, glory in his name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength and seek his face. And this one is 2 Corinthians 11, chapter 11, verse 2. I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promised you to be one husband. to Christ so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him. Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. John 15:13. Therefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at that name of Jesus Christ every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. Philippians 2:9-10. Wow. Okay. That's interesting. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bible promises. Saints, you know, we're going to be listening to Bible promises. This is a little book. It's 99 pages long. You can buy it from the Christian bookstore. You can order these. They're not expensive. And this is the international version. And you can buy a couple of these to send to give out to neighbors, friends, family members. You're out and about. You see someone distraught walking around. They have this hopeless look on their face. And you know they need God. They need Jesus. They need some answers. And you can just, as a ministry, you can just pass these books out. They're not expensive. The second order I ordered 75 of these little booklets just to have them on hand. And they're like a spiritual emergency kit. You can have one in your wallet, not in your wallet, but in your purse, your bag, your gym bag, your car, you know, on your job, you know, in the desk. And you just pulled it out, and whenever you're thinking of a scripture, or you're feeling bad or whatever, and you need some encouragement, you just pull this little booklet out. It's really neat. And but anyway, today on page 48, I'm going to be reading up under the caption of faith, the scriptures on faith, and it says, faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. Hebrews 11:1. The next one is, through Christ you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. 1 Peter 1:21. Though you have not seen Christ, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. 1 Peter 1:8. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. That is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially of those who believe. 1 Timothy 4:9-10. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Psalms 33:22. This one is, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I've been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. John 14:22. So Jesus healed and all kinds of healings and cast out demons and preach the gospel. So if church, this is what we have the authority to do. We just read that. Okay, we need to walk in faith. It says Matthew 17:20. Truly I say to you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible to you. Do we believe what Jesus said? Do we really believe? So we need to speak to our mountains, church. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. Faithfulness. Faithfulness. God is truly faithful. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Proverbs 3:3-4. Love the Lord, all his faithful people. The Lord preserves those who are true to him, but the proud he pays back in full. Psalms 31:23. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. 2 Samuel 22:26. The Lord loves the just. He will not forsake his faithful ones. Psalms 37:28. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk is blameless, for he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Proverbs 2:7-8. Do not those who plot evil go astray, but those who plan what is good finds love and faithfulness. Proverbs 14:22. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victor's crown. Revelation 2:10. Okay, this is after the rapture. A lot of saints, a lot of people are going to come to the Lord after the rapture. And with the Antichrist, they're going to have to hold on to their faith in Jesus and not denounce him even unto death, being beheaded. Revelations 13:10, it says, if anyone is to go into captivity, they will go. If anyone is to be killed with a sword, they will be killed. This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of God's people. This is what they're going to go through after the Antichrist shows up and requires everyone to take that mark and to denounce Christ. And yes, okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is God's promises and answers. Saint, the Word of God is what's going to keep us in these last days. We have to get the Word of God in our hearts, and we have to memorize it in our souls. So when we face the tribulations of life, that Word of God is going to give us strength. The Holy Spirit is going to bring back the Scriptures to you, and it's going to soothe you and encourage you. Okay, here it says, God's comfort as we learn to be content. Let's see, I think this is, okay, praise the Lord. Okay, here we go. It says, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you. Nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the saints, the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. That's all. Oh, praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 54, verses 10, verses 13, and verses 17. I like that one. This one is, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased. I know how to be abound. Everywhere in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need, and still praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In any and all situations, church, we just learn to endure it and it will pass. God has allowed it. Romans 8, 1 through 2, 5 through 6, it says, There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So if you don't have any peace, we need to become more spiritually minded. 1 Timothy 6, 6 and 8. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we carry nothing out. And having food and clothing with these things, we shall be content. Wow. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalms 23 and 1. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. Wow, whatever we get, the Lord has empowered us to get it. 2 Corinthians 3 and 5. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought when there's lack, and strengthen your bones, bring health. Health comes from our bones. Our bones make red and white blood, right? You shall be like a watered garden, not dry, and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Isaiah 58 and 11. Because waters, you know, nothing lives without water, right, saints? The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord shall preserve your going out and coming in. So with all the violence that's going on, you know, we pray before we leave the house. We pray over our families. And God will protect us from this time forth and even furthermore. Psalms 121, 5 and 8. Okay. It says, eye has not seen, nor ear has heard. Nor ear has heard the things which God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. You are complete in him who is the head of all principal powers. Praise the Lord. Okay, so we're reading scriptures. And, okay, we have, it says here, 5 more minutes. Boy, does time fly when you're having fellowship and sharing the word of the Lord. Okay, let's see. It says, we're going to read a couple of hymnals. And hymnals are amazing. They're like poetry. And it's the word of God into song. It says, this is Our Father God, Thy Name We Praise. Page 126. And let's see. The person that wrote this song is Ernest A. Payne. Ernest A. Payne in 1960. It says, Our Father God, Thy Name We Praise. To thee our hymns addressing, and joyfully our voices rise, thy faithfulness confessing, assembled by thy grace, O Lord, we seek fresh guidance from thy word. Now grant a newness thy blessing. Touch, Lord, the lips that speak for thee. Set words of trust before us, that we may grow in consistency. The light of wisdom doeth us. Give us this day our daily bread. May hungry soul again be fed. May heavenly food restore us. As with our brethren here we meet, thy grace alone can feed us. As here we gather at thy feet, we pray that thou wilt heed us. The power is thine, O Lord divine, the kingdom and the rule are thine. May Jesus Christ still lead us. And the second one is Children of the Heavenly Father. These are hymnals. Page 207. And this person... Okay, it doesn't... Oh, 1925. 1925, Carolyn Sandwell Berg wrote this in 1925. Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in His bosom gather, nestling bird nor star in heaven, such a refuge ever was given. God His own doeth thread and nourish. In His holy courts He flourish. From all evil things He spares them. In His mighty arms He bears them. Neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord His children sever. Unto them His grace be showeth, and their sorrow all He knoweth. Though He giveth or He taketh, God has children never forsaketh. His the loving purpose solely to preserve them pure and holy. Praise the Lord. That's amazing. Church, I really enjoyed, saints, I really enjoyed our program together today. And we're going to meet every day, every once a week on Wednesday mornings at 2 a.m. And I hope you'll be able to join us. I'm praising the Lord and I'm just thanking the Lord that we had this fellowship together. And we're going to close out. You have been listening to Until We Meet Again once a week at 2 a.m. Until We Meet Again. You have been listening to the program. So let's sing. Let's do a closeout prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this fellowship. And you said that your word will not go out and come back void, that it's planting a seed in everyone's life and they are meditating on it. And I'm praying and I know that the word has encouraged them and blessed them. Look over their family and look over them as they start their day and protect them and bless them. And look over their plans and their goals and direct them. And the Holy Spirit guide them. All these blessings we ask. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.